Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
There is a simple truth in life that most people will never fully grasp. A truth so powerful, so quietly transformative, that once you understand it, your entire world begins to shift. That truth is this: you can get anything you desire in life, truly anything, if you are willing to pay the price, stay the course, and master the one thing most people ignore. We live in a world of endless possibilities, a world where people have started with nothing but an idea and turned it into empires, where people born into limitation have found freedom, where the impossible has been done over and over again, not by luck and not by those who waited, but by those who decided. Most people drift. They wait, they wish, they speak of what they want as if the words alone will somehow pull it toward them. But desire is not enough. The world does not reward mere longing. It rewards direction. It rewards clarity. It rewards movement. When you understand that desire is just the spark and that your actions are the fuel, you begin to see why so many live lives of quiet desperation. It is not because they lack desire. It is because they never convert it into discipline, into planning, into persistent, focused effort. You must decide what you want. Yes. But then you must become the kind of person who can earn it. That is where most fail. They want the reward without becoming the one worthy of it. Now, here is the first key. You must define what you want with precision. Most people don't get what they want because they don't know what they want. They speak vaguely. I want more money. I want freedom. I want success. But what does that mean? How much money? What kind of freedom? What does success look like to you? Your mind cannot hit a target it does not see. And life, being a mirror, reflects not your hopes, but your clarity. So write it down. Speak it aloud. Visualize it. Picture the outcome so clearly that your brain begins to believe it is inevitable. Because until your desire is definite, your actions will be inconsistent. And inconsistent actions produce only one thing: frustration. Once you've defined what you want, you must build the mindset that protects and pursues it. This is the second key. You are the gatekeeper of your mind, and what you allow in will determine what flows out into your actions. The moment you set a goal, the world and your own thoughts will begin to test it. Doubts will arise, obstacles will appear, distractions will multiply, and unless you are mentally anchored to your desire, you will sway, you will stall, you will retreat. But the man who feeds his mind daily with purpose, with vision, with repetition, is the man who remains unmoved. Guard your thoughts. Repeat your goal. Revisit your vision. Not once, not when convenient, but daily. Now let's speak of the third key, the principle of cause and effect. Every outcome in life is preceded by a cause. Success is not magic, it is mechanics. It is the predictable outcome of consistent causes. If you wish to be wealthy, the cause must be valued, delivered with discipline over time. If you wish to be fit, the cause must be movement, fuel, recovery, Repeat it without excuse. If you wish to be free, the cause must be responsibility, ownership, commitment. There is no secret formula, there is only this. What you do consistently becomes who you are. And who you are, not what you hope for, determines what you receive. Your desire must be matched by design. You do not stumble into what you want. You build a path, brick by brick. But this leads to the fourth key, one many overlook, becoming emotionally immune to setbacks. The road to what you want is not straight. It is full of sharp turns, closed doors, and detours. And most people give up not because the dream was impossible, but because they allowed a temporary setback to become a permanent story. They were rejected, so they stopped trying. They failed once, so they labeled themselves a failure. But the truth is, anything worth having demands friction. It demands challenge. Why? Because greatness filters out the casual from the committed. When you hit resistance, don't retreat. Smile, because resistance is the sign that you are moving forward. Let others quit. Let others call it too hard. You, stay the course. And now we arrive at perhaps the most important principle of all. You must act before you feel ready. You must move before the conditions are perfect. If you wait for complete clarity, if you wait for motivation, if you wait for permission, you will be waiting your entire life. The man who gets what he wants is not reckless, but he is decisive. He steps forward while others hesitate. He begins while others prepare. He understands this truth. Progress creates clarity. Action breeds confidence, and movement, even imperfect movement, sets the universe in motion. Do not ask, "What if I fail?" Ask, "What if I stay stuck?" Because the cost of inaction is always greater than the cost of starting. See, let me leave you with this for now. Anything you truly want in life, anything is available to you, but it is not free. It demands that you give something in exchange. Your time, your discipline, your excuses, your old identity. It demands that you become more, that you think differently, move differently, show up differently. And if you are willing to make that trade, not once, but daily, there is nothing out of reach, nothing too distant, nothing too hard. You are not limited by your circumstances. You are limited only by what you're willing to demand of yourself. So demand more. Today, you now understand the foundation, that anything you truly desire is within reach, but it requires clarity, consistency, and action. So in this next stretch of the journey, let's go deeper. Let's examine the real mechanics of desire, not the emotion of wanting, but the structure that turns desire into achievement. And let's begin with a truth that may surprise you. Most people don't actually want what they say they want. They want the feeling of having it. They want the comfort, the attention, the peace that might come with it, but not the process, not the trade, not the becoming. And that right there is the dividing line, the line between wishing and choosing. You must choose what you want, not just once, but over and over, through every test, through every delay, through every moment where quitting would be easier than continuing. That is what separates men who get what they want from the rest. Now ask yourself this question. Have I truly chosen what I want? Not just written it down, but owned it. Are you willing to rearrange your days for it? To say no to distractions, decline invitations, delay gratification? Not because you're forced to, but because you're focused. Because here's the law. Every desire carries with it a price. If you want financial freedom, the price is discipline, value creation, learning, and patience. If you want love that lasts, the price is vulnerability, presence, maturity. If you want mastery in any field, the price is repetition, humility, and thousands of hours no one will see. And if you're not willing to pay the price, then you must let go of the desire, because pretending costs more than committing. Let's take a moment to acknowledge something else. This process will test you. It will challenge your patience. There will be days when the work feels invisible, when the results seem far away, when the doubt creeps in and says, "What's the point?" That's the test. That's the moment that reveals if your desire is real or just convenient. And here's the great paradox. The breakthrough often comes right after the breakdown. When you want to quit, when everything feels pointless, that's when you're closest. But most never make it there. They walk away in mile 19 of a 20-mile march. So let me tell you this now so you don't forget it later. When it gets hard, that is not the signal to stop. That is the signal to double down, to lean in. Because adversity isn't your enemy. It is your invitation. Now I want to speak to you about identity. Because here lies the silent force behind all results. You cannot get what you want while holding on to an identity that contradicts it. If you see yourself as average, undisciplined, unlucky, your actions will bend to match that image. But the moment you change how you see yourself, you begin to act in ways that reflect that new image. So who are you? Are you a man who hesitates or a man who moves? Are you someone who talks or someone who executes? If you want to change your life, you must change your identity. Not by waiting for results to prove it, but by living today as if you already are that man. Because the identity always precedes the result. There is a law of congruence at work in your psychology. Your brain seeks to keep your behavior aligned with your beliefs, especially the beliefs you hold about yourself. So if you believe you're inconsistent, you'll unconsciously sabotage your own efforts. If you believe you're not that type of person, you'll unconsciously avoid the opportunities that would prove otherwise. But if you begin to say and believe, "I am disciplined," then your actions begin to follow that belief. You begin showing up differently. You begin planning, preparing, pushing past your limits, not out of motivation, but out of alignment. Because your actions always reflect the story you've accepted about yourself. Let me tell you something else you must internalize. No one is coming to save you. Not your friends, not your boss, not society, not luck. If you get what you want in life, it will be because you demanded it from yourself every single day. You must take radical ownership. You must look in the mirror and say, "If I want it, I must earn it. No one else will do this for me," and that may sound heavy. It may sound like pressure, but in truth, it is freedom. Because the moment you realize that your life is in your hands and always has been, you stop waiting and start creating. Now let's return to action, because desire without action is delusion. Wanting must become doing. Talking must become building. Visualizing must become executing. Every single day, you must ask yourself, "What can I do today to prove to myself that I'm serious?" Not grand gestures, small wins. Stack them, let them build, let them compound. Because small wins are how you earn your own respect. And once you respect yourself, everything changes. The way you move, the way you speak, the way you lead, that energy, that quiet certainty, it attracts results in a way nothing else can. And now I'll tell you what very few will. This path is not supposed to be easy. If it were easy, everyone would do it. But the fact that it's hard, that's what makes it valuable. That's what makes it rare. You don't want easy. You want earned. You want to look back and know, with complete certainty, that you built something real, that you became someone real, that you didn't settle, that you didn't flinch, that you saw the long road and walked it anyway, because that is the only way to get anything truly worth having. Let's end this part with one final idea. Getting what you want in life does not begin with a miracle. It begins with a decision. A simple, unwavering decision to become the kind of person who earns what they desire. That's it. Everything else flows from that. Not talent, not background, not luck. A decision. And that decision is yours to make today. What most people don't realize is that desire alone is neutral. It does not create momentum on its own. It sits dormant until a system of commitment is built around it. That system is what we'll now begin to construct. Because to get what you want in life, you must stop relying on emotion and start building structure. A man with structure does not need motivation every day. He doesn't rely on the mood of the moment. He has a system, a pattern of actions, repeated day in and day out, that keeps him on track when everything else tries to pull him off course. Emotion is temporary. Structure is permanent. And if you build it once and guard it with vigilance, you will find that discipline is far more dependable than any burst of inspiration. So let's begin with your morning. The way you start your day becomes the way you carry your mind. Are you reactive, reaching for your phone before your feet hit the floor? Or are you proactive, rising with intention, setting your mind like flint toward the task? One small adjustment can multiply your results over time. You don't need a perfect morning routine. You need a consistent one. You need quiet before the noise. You need a moment to remind yourself, I am not here to drift today. I am here to build. That one line, spoken daily, anchors your identity to your action. And when you start the day with power, the day tends to bow in your direction. Next, let's speak about your environment. Most people underestimate just how much their surroundings shape their outcomes. The books on your shelf, the people in your ear, the distractions within reach. You will become what you're exposed to. And if you constantly place yourself in low energy, low standard, low discipline environments, do not be surprised when you begin to reflect those traits. The man who wants more must raise his environment to meet the level of his desire. You must seek rooms where you are challenged, not celebrated. You must put distance between yourself and those who reinforce your excuses. And you must surround yourself, mentally or physically, with individuals who live in alignment with what you aspire to become. Proximity to power creates power. Now we must address the myth of balance. You have likely heard the phrase, life is about balance. But let me offer you something sharper. Balance is not the goal. Alignment is. Because balance often implies equal distribution, but alignment implies correct prioritization. You do not need to spend equal time on everything. You need to give the right things the right weight. If your dream requires sacrifice, then make it. If your goal demands fewer social outings, earlier mornings, or saying no to comfort, then do it. Without guilt. You are not here to live a perfectly balanced life. You are here to live a deliberate one. A life aligned with the outcome you claim to want. Because anything you truly desire will demand imbalance in your favor. Let's now speak of repetition. The single most underutilized force in personal development is repetition. Not inspiration, not insight, repetition. The man who reviews his vision every day, reads his goal card aloud, rehearses his values, rewires his habits, that man becomes unstoppable. Why? Because repetition carves identity into the subconscious. It is not glamorous, but it is powerful. When you hear something once, it motivates. When you hear it 100 times, it becomes a belief. When you act on it 1,000 times, it becomes who you are. So repeat your vision, repeat your standards, repeat the actions, until you become the kind of man who can no longer not follow through. That's the real secret. Success is not about doing extraordinary things. It's about doing ordinary things extraordinarily well, over and over again. Now a warning. People will misunderstand your pursuit. They will say you've changed, that you're too focused, too intense, too distant, and they'll be right. You have changed. You are no longer available for mediocrity. You are no longer part of the crowd that seeks comfort over growth. And the truth is, most people won't understand your urgency because they've never tasted purpose. But that's not your concern. You are not here to be understood. You're here to become. And if the cost of greatness is being misunderstood by the average, so be it. That is a small price to pay for a life few will ever experience. Let's speak now about measurement. You cannot improve what you do not track. Whether it's your habits, your finances, your discipline, your learning, you must create a scoreboard. Because measurement creates focus. When you track something, you bring it into your awareness. And when something enters your awareness, consistently, you begin to improve it. It's not about obsessing over data. It's about creating proof to yourself that you are not guessing, you are growing. Track your workouts. Track your reading. Track your income. Track your consistency. Let the numbers tell you the story. And if you don't like the story, change the script. Here's another truth you must remember. Boredom is a test. The path to your goal will not always feel exciting. In fact, the most important parts often feel repetitive, quiet, even mundane. But the man who embraces the boredom of discipline, who shows up even when it's not thrilling, is the man who outpaces everyone chasing dopamine. Greatness lives in repetition, in mastery of the basics, in showing up when it would be easier.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
To sleep in, scroll, or make an excuse. So if you feel bored on the path, good. You're right where you should be. Stay there. Work. Win. Let me close this part with a final truth. Your life will either be a reflection of your habits or your hopes. Hopes fade, habits remain. And if you want to get anything in life, you must stop hoping and start proving. Prove it to yourself. Prove it through action. Prove it through a system that runs even when your feelings don't. Because in the end, feelings come and go. But structure stays. And structure, my friend, is how anything worth having is built. There comes a point on every journey when the challenge is no longer external. It is not the economy, it is not the competition, it is not the obstacles in front of you. The challenge becomes internal. It becomes the quiet war between the version of you that wants to rise and the version of you that wants to stay safe. And in that moment, when no one is watching, when the path feels slow, when the effort seems unnoticed, you will have to decide who you really are, because every man hits a wall. And when you hit yours, you must choose. Do I stop here and explain why I couldn't go further? Or do I push forward and become the man who finishes what he starts? It is in that very moment, the moment where doubt creeps in and discomfort whispers, that most people compromise. They say, maybe this wasn't for me. Or I guess I'm just not that kind of person. And so they shrink. They rationalize. They retreat into the familiar. But let me tell you something that most will never understand. Discomfort is not a sign that you're failing. It's a sign that you're moving. Because anything you desire that is greater than where you are right now will require you to leave behind the identity that kept you there. And that will feel uncomfortable. It should. That discomfort is the heat that forges the new you. This is why emotional control is non-negotiable. If your emotions run your decisions, your life will be a roller coaster of starts and stops. But when you master your response, when you train yourself to stay composed, focused, and steady, even in chaos, you become dangerous in the best way. You become unshakable. You no longer react to fear, you respond with action. You no longer seek motivation, you bring purpose. You become the kind of person that obstacles quietly step aside for. Because the world respects consistency. And consistency is born from emotional discipline. You must become calm under pressure. That is where your advantage is born. Let us now speak of time, your most valuable non-renewable resource. Every man is given the same 24 hours. But the man who gets what he wants in life is the one who treats those hours like a bank account that disappears at midnight. He guards them. He spends them with purpose. He does not waste them on gossip, on worry, on scrolling through the lives of people he does not know. He uses his time to build, to think, to refine, to grow. You'll never rise while you're wasting time. If you want to know what you truly value, look at your calendar. Look at your screen time. Look at how you use your mornings. Your priorities are written there in quiet ink. And now we must speak of responsibility, the trait that all great achievers carry and all average men avoid. If your life is not where you want it to be, there is only one place to look, the mirror. Not your upbringing, not the market, not the government, you. Because the moment you take full ownership is the moment you take full control. If you blame others, you've given away your power. But if you say, "This is mine to fix," you become powerful beyond measure. Responsibility is not a burden, it is a lever. It moves mountains, and the man who picks it up becomes unstoppable. Now let's talk about resilience, the quiet, invisible power behind every major success. Resilience is not about never falling. It is about rising quickly, again and again, with more wisdom, more clarity, more resolve. Most people fall once and quit. The man who wins falls 10 times and gets up 11. And each time he rises, he's stronger. He sees more, he understands what others miss. Because failure isn't final, unless you choose to stay down. So if you've failed before, good. Welcome. You're not behind, you're prepared. Use the fall as fuel and rise, this time with fire in your chest. Now, I want to speak to you about simplicity. Because in a world obsessed with complexity, simplicity is a superpower. Don't overthink it. Don't overplan it. Don't wait for perfection. Pick a target. Break it down. Do the next thing. Repeat. That's it. While others are planning their perfect strategy, you are moving. While they're preparing, you are progressing. Simplicity creates momentum, and momentum wins. Keep your routines simple. Keep your goals clear. Keep your energy focused. The man who moves with simplicity outruns the man who waits for complexity to align. Let's now address patience, because this is where many lose the game. In a world of instant gratification, you must become the man who plays the long game. You must outlast. You must endure. You must keep building when the applause goes quiet, because true rewards don't show up in week one. They arrive when you've proven you're serious, when you've stayed after others have stopped, when you've given the time, the effort, and the energy without begging for recognition. Real success does not beg for attention. It earns it. Slowly, steadily, silently. And then suddenly, everyone calls you an overnight success. Let me leave you with this truth for now. Getting what you desire in life isn't about finding shortcuts. It's about mastering the basics so well, so consistently, and with such precision that you make what is hard look effortless. And that, in the end, is what separates the man who says he wants it from the man who actually gets it. One talks, the other trains. One reacts, the other builds. One watches the clock, the other makes every minute count. And the difference isn't fate, it's not luck, it's work. Quiet, disciplined, focused, intentional work. And it's yours to do. There is a shift that happens after consistent effort, a point where your mind begins to work for you instead of against you. You think more clearly. You act more decisively. You no longer need to force yourself to take action. Action becomes automatic. What used to feel difficult now feels like part of who you are. This is the reward of persistence. This is the point most people never reach, not because it's unreachable, but because they stop too soon. They give up before the habit forms. They abandon the system before the results appear. But those who continue, who stay with the work when it's quiet, who stay focused when it's thankless, they experience something different. They break through. And when that happens, life begins to shift in ways they never imagined. This is when the world starts responding to you differently. People start noticing your energy, your clarity, your presence. You no longer chase. Things begin to come to you, not because you're lucky, not because it's easy, but because you've become magnetic. That's what self-investment does. It makes you rare, and what is rare becomes valuable. So the man who once struggled to be seen is now impossible to ignore, not because he changed the world, but because he changed himself. He mastered the little things. He showed up every day. He kept his promises. He built trust with himself. And when you trust yourself, others begin to trust you too. Now I want to talk to you about alignment, because this is where many high performers go wrong. They build discipline, they take action, but their internal world is not aligned with their external effort. They work hard, but their self-image still lags behind. They succeed, but they don't feel successful. Why? Because they never updated how they see themselves. If you keep chasing without ever believing you're worthy of receiving, you will sabotage everything you build. You will find a way to lose what you've earned. So you must build both the outer habits and the inner image. You must not only become the man who executes, you must believe you deserve the outcome your discipline creates. And that belief is not arrogance. It's alignment. It's the quiet knowing that comes from effort. It's earned confidence. You walk taller, not because you're pretending to be someone else, but because you remember how much work you've done to become who you are. You don't need to prove anything. You don't need applause. You know what you've built, and that internal clarity protects you from external noise. You no longer shrink to make others comfortable. You no longer dilute your goals to fit in. You operate in truth, and truth always wins. And let's also talk about energy. Because getting what you want in life requires more than knowledge. It requires stamina. You must protect your energy like a sacred resource. Say no more often. Rest with purpose. Spend time with people who recharge you, not deplete you. Because your future doesn't need your exhaustion, it needs your excellence. Burnout is not the badge of a high performer, it's the symptom of a man who forgot to pace himself. Remember, you are building something long-term. And that means you must build with sustainability in mind. Train hard, but recover. Push yourself, but also breathe. There is power in intensity, yes, but there is also power in restraint. Let me tell you something else. When you begin to succeed, new tests will arrive. The test of distraction, the test of temptation, the test of entitlement. You'll feel the pull to coast, to enjoy the early fruits, to slow down. But do not mistake a few wins for the finish line. Keep your hunger, stay humble. The greatest danger to your future success is the belief that you've done enough. You haven't, you've only begun. The moment you think you've made it is the moment your discipline starts to dissolve. And when discipline dissolves, so does everything it built. So win with grace. Celebrate briefly. Then, get back to work. Here's something you must lock into your identity. Your discipline is your advantage. Others will rely on motivation. You don't need it. Others will depend on perfect conditions. You move regardless. While they wait for inspiration, you execute. While they scroll, you study. While they drift, you build. And eventually the gap becomes too wide to ignore. People will ask how you did it, and they'll expect some secret. But there is no secret. There is just this. You did what others wouldn't, and you did it long enough to become someone they now admire. But make no mistake, it was never about being admired. It was about freedom, freedom to choose, freedom to create, freedom to live on your terms. And that freedom came from structure, from clarity, from saying no to what didn't serve you, from waking up earlier, from staying in the gym, from keeping your word. The little things done daily stacked like bricks. And now you're standing inside the structure you built with your own hands. That is power. That is purpose. And that is what every man quietly wants. To know that his life was not accidental, but intentional. So here is your reminder. You are not building for today. You are building a legacy, a standard, a reputation with yourself. Every action is a vote for the man you are becoming. Every decision moves you closer to the outcome you once thought was impossible. And if you keep going, if you refuse to shrink, refuse to slow down, refuse to settle, there is no limit to what you can earn, what you can experience, and who you can become. There is a moment, after all the work, after all the sacrifice, after all the battles fought in silence, when you realize something powerful. The greatest reward was never the goal itself. It was the man you became in the process. The real prize was not the money, the status, or the recognition. It was the character forged in the fire of discipline. The self-respect earned through persistence, the clarity born from struggle. This is the final lesson, that in chasing your desire, you did not just achieve something, you became someone, and no one can ever take that from you. Most men never understand this. They think they are chasing an object, a car, a house, a number in a bank account. But those are symbols. They are echoes of something deeper, the desire to grow, to expand, to create. And once you realize this, a new kind of peace enters your life. You no longer chase things for validation. You no longer run after trophies to impress others. You build because building is who you are. You strive because striving sharpens you. You win because winning is the natural result of becoming someone who refuses to be defeated by temporary circumstances. Understand this. Real fulfillment comes from alignment. From living each day in accordance with the vision you chose for yourself. From knowing that you are not drifting, not reacting, but creating. Every man who builds something lasting knows this feeling. It's not loud, it's not flashy. It's the quiet confidence that comes from keeping promises when no one is watching. From showing up when it would have been easier to stay comfortable. From forging forward when the applause faded and only the mission remained. That, my friend, is where greatness lives. You must never forget that success is not one moment, it is a way of life. It is built in the unseen hours, in the choices made when no one will ever know, in the standards you hold when it would be easy to compromise. You will not always be rewarded immediately. In fact, there will be seasons when it feels like no one notices your effort. But those seasons are the forge. They are where trust with yourself is built. And once you trust yourself, once you truly believe in your ability to act, to persist, to adapt, nothing external can shake you again. You will become the kind of man who needs no validation, no permission, no external push. You will move because movement is who you are. You will build because building is your nature. You will rise because you cannot imagine living any other way. And when you reach that level of identity, desire no longer feels distant. It feels inevitable. Because you are no longer asking, "Can I have it?" You are declaring, "It's already mine. I simply have to meet it." Now let me remind you of something we spoke of before. You will face new tests as you rise. New distractions, new temptations, more comfort. And comfort, if you are not careful, will become your silent enemy. It will whisper, "You've done enough." It will tempt you to coast. But you must remember, the man you are becoming is not built once, he is built daily. Every morning you wake up and choose again. Do I move forward or do I settle? Do I stretch or do I shrink? The choice never leaves, it evolves with you. And the man who continues choosing growth will live a life that others only dream about. You must also remember that no dream is too large when broken down into disciplined steps. There is no summit too high for the man who wakes up every day and climbs. One step, one action, one decision at a time. Every impossible mountain has been conquered this way, not through massive leaps, but through consistent, determined effort. Do not be intimidated by the scale of your desire. Honor it by matching it with relentless, patient action. And know this, time is your ally when your habits are aligned. Let's speak one last time about responsibility. Because if there is one trait that ensures you will get what you want, it is radical, ruthless ownership of your life. No blaming, no waiting, no excusing. If something is wrong, fix it. If something is lacking, build it. If something is delayed, persist. You are the cause. You are the architect. And that is the most empowering truth you will ever accept. You are not at the mercy of life. You are shaping it, moment by moment, decision by decision, thought by thought. And now, as we close this journey, I ask you to remember this simple law. You can have anything you desire if you are willing to pay the price, if you are willing to persist beyond comfort, if you are willing to become the man who is worthy of it. There are no limits except the ones you accept. There are no ceilings except the ones you refuse to break. There is only the decision. Will I become the man who gets what he wants? Or will I settle for a life of wondering what could have been? You already know the answer. You already feel it inside you. It's the reason you listened this far. It's the reason you haven't given up yet. It's the quiet fire that refuses to die. Honor that fire. Protect it. Feed it. And most importantly, act on it. Because in the end, the life you dream of is not given, it is built. And the builder is you.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.